Buncombe County commissioners will wait until later this month to vote on a non-discrimination ordinance. It would be the first such county ordinance in western North Carolina since local governments were allowed to pass them. The law would protect people from discrimination based on a long list of identities: gender, sexual orientation, race, religion, pregnancy, veteran status, hairstyle, and more. It was on the agenda for commissioners to vote on Tuesday, but Democrat Jasmine Beach Ferreira explained changes were being made to it, adding a section on housing discrimination, and that the vote would be delayed.
Since our last discussion at the commission level, there's actually been some revisions to the language that I personally am excited about. I think they strengthen the ordinance and clarify it.
Similar resolutions have already passed this year in North Carolina, such as in Mecklenburg County, after the expiration of a bill that essentially ended the state's controversial 2016 HB 2, commonly known as the bathroom bill. Fewer than 10 people called into Tuesday's virtual meeting to speak against the resolution during public comment. They said that the bill was unnecessary and that it placed an undue burden on businesses and churches. One caller, Karen Horner, said she was born in Buncombe County and worked in healthcare in the county for many years.
This is an overreach of a governing body to institute a perceived bias on a community.
The amended resolution is scheduled to be voted on during the commissioners' next meeting, April 20th. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.